Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come on. The strong, the powerful Panos Siozos is here on Lifeblood Create. Welcome, Panos.
Hi, George. Nice to be on your show.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Panos is the CEO of Learn Worlds. They're a SaaS platform that lets anyone create and sell online courses. They are the future of online learning. Panos, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Happy to. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Learn Worlds. I have two other amazing co-founders. We go back 20, more than 25 years. We studied together computer science, and then we did postgraduate studies on educational technology. So before becoming businessmen, we were actually researchers, creating new educational products, testing them with students, publishing research papers, going to conferences, and we were on an academic track. But we always had this itch about creating actual products that users, like thousands and millions of users, would use. And we wanted to bring the state of the art in actual products. That was something that didn't happen. It wasn't happening. We were seeing all the commercial products out there that we were so far behind the state of the art of e-learning that we were studying and creating, I would say, in the academia. So this is how we started. And at some point, at the end of 2011, we got together as a bootstrapped team with no particular plan, no actual budget. We just started working together on a product. And this is how LearnWorld started. So we spent the better part of a couple of years in stealth mode, creating the platform and putting there everything that we imagined modern course creators and modern trainers need, and also their students, so that they can have amazing online experiences. And then we launched and we started promoting the platform. It was a very difficult path for us because, as I mentioned, we were more researchers than business people at that moment. So we had to learn how to promote the platform, explain, do marketing, do sales, do all this stuff. But luckily, we found our footing. People realized the potential of the platform, how powerful and flexible the platform is. So we started learning from our customers. We helped some amazing course creators over the years create amazing online schools and huge amounts of profit from the source of from selling their knowledge and their knowledge products. And this is where we found ourselves today. Obviously, COVID has been a huge boost for everything that has to do with digital commerce, e-learning. The future of e-learning is online, and also the present now. So this funding that we secured a few months ago was the culmination of all this work, and it gives us the resources and the potential to grow even faster, bring much better products to the hands of actual course sellers, and help them create their own online businesses in a box and profit from their knowledge.
Love it. So fascinating that you spent years creating this thing in stealth mode, as you said, and then launched into the world, and it took a little while to get legs, then it did, and now, just like that, the future of e-learning has just accelerated like crazy due to the pandemic, I imagine. So very, very exciting time. You have a sense of the sort of the landscape of online course creation, how it's changed and evolved?
Well, online course creation was already in a great trajectory even before the pandemic. The general market and our business as well was growing by about 100% per year. Wow. It was an amazing future already. People were already the size of the e-learning industry even before the pandemic was projected to reach $325 billion by 2025. But as you can imagine, with COVID, all these numbers have been revised towards much higher numbers. So a few years ago, it was mostly we were serving mostly the early adopters, those that we were envisaging the potential of creating an online product, selling online courses. There were already some large platforms and some marketplaces like Udemy out there, and people knew all the big, massive online courses like Coursera, all this stuff. But at that point, we thought that we should differentiate, and we wanted to help the actual course seller who doesn't always have the visibility or the big name that would allow him or her to survive in a big marketplace. All those thousands upon thousands of course creators that have amazing content, but they don't have the technical know-how, they don't have the marketing capacity, they don't have the development team around them or the budget to spend to create their own custom environment. So this is where we thought that we would take away from them, take away the complexity of having to build a platform and design a platform and set up your entire website. We will create a product for that so that online course sellers and course creators can focus on what they actually know, which is create amazing content and reach out to their students and share this content with them. So if we make a parallel to what's happening in the e-commerce space, where you have a big marketplace, let's say like Amazon, and then there's Shopify, which allows you to create your own custom, your own e-commerce shop and sell under your own brand. This is the same that we do in comparison, let's say, to Udemy. With LearnWorlds, people get their own online course platform, their own branded website, which they fully control. They bring in their own audience, but they control the products, they control pricing, they get access to all the data, and they get to keep 100% of the profit. So effectively, we create their own business, in an online business in a box. And in fact, we've helped so far thousands upon thousands of core creators to become more independent, to gain side income. Lots of them manage to, escape 9-to-5 and the daily grind, and just create their own online business, either complementing their consulting gigs or just going even some of them 100% online, selling online courses for a living. So that has been an amazing experience. Before the pandemic, it was mostly the people who, the early adopters, those that have identified this opportunity. And in some cases, we had to explain what an online course platform is, or how people should set up their online courses, what kind of business models are possible. But COVID obviously has been a huge catalyst for all this. Now everybody realizes what online courses are, how they work. We've consumed lots and lots of online courses in the past 2 years, like obviously with lots of pressure from this terrible situation. So now we don't have to explain what we do. Everybody understands online courses. Everybody understands how powerful they can be, not just as selling and as potential for creating revenue, but also as opportunities for promoting one's brand, for educating customers, educating associates, educating, training your employees if you run a business. So we fully believe that the genie is out of the bottle, and the future of learning is online. And this is what we are determined to keep continuing doing, and helping our trainers create the best possible online courses that they can.
I love it. Super powerful. And it's interesting, I'm sure, to look around and for you to see how other providers are changing and evolving. And I'm sure that you are constantly tweaking things and adding new features and evaluating. What do you look to or look at and say, this is really what makes LearnWorlds different and better?
It's a great question. As you mentioned, we always trying to see what is happening and what is the next best thing. Over the years, we've seen business models change. We've seen the needs for features or the quality of the courses that are being created to change. A few years ago, the standard model for selling online courses was as a one-off. So you were selling a course or a bundle, people were paying a price, and then they were getting lifetime access to this course. But in the past few years, we've seen more and more a transition towards subscription-based models, where you have a subscription. It can be a silver plan with that gives access to a bunch of courses, and then it can be a gold plan that gives access to more courses, or even some add-ons like live training, where you have, let's say, a one-hour weekly meeting with a coach or your trainer, where you get some extra personalized feedback.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
So more and more people are transitioning into membership kinds of models or business models or hybrid business models. And also increasingly we see more and more demand for high quality training. And this also includes interactive courses. So the model of creating a boring video of like a lecture of 30 minutes or 60 minute long, that doesn't work. It's terrible. It's anti-pedagogical. So obviously it doesn't work. People demand to have sleek, beautiful, interactive learning experiences. So especially millennials, everybody's used to having great learning, great digital experiences with their iPads and their gaming devices and their phones and all this stuff. You cannot just throw a PDF at somebody and say, okay, this is e-learning. You have been trained. Doesn't work. It didn't work in the past. It works even less now. So some of the, we knew all this, obviously. That was also part of our research. I have a PhD in computer-assisted assessment. My co-founder and chief product owner also is one of the top researchers on UI, UX for e-learning applications. So what we try to do is take the state of the art of e-learning and create actual tools that trainers can use today with little training, with no other expertise. They can just take the tools and enhance their training. So one of the examples I can give is the interactive video that we have included in the platform. So this way you can get a normal, boring video. We're all guilty, I guess, of that ourselves. It can be a 10-minute video explaining how a concept works. And you can just upload it into the platform and you can start enhancing this video by adding interactive elements. It can be something as simple as a transcript or a card that shows some additional information, or even it can be a quiz that works on top of the video. So you watch the video pauses, a question pops up, the student has to make a choice, and based on the choice, he or she receives feedback or is being forwarded in the video or taken to another part of the video. So with no training, no technical expertise, you can get a tool like that and really upgrade the quality of your content. So that's no longer a video that somebody could find for free on YouTube, but it becomes an interactive, immersive experience that users really appreciate. So they spend more time in the courses, they complete the courses. This is one of the problems plaguing online courses, is the level, the percentage of completion, which is usually pretty low. But once you start providing interesting, engaging, interactive experiences, all these skyrockets, the student satisfaction skyrockets, and also sales at the end of the day improve vastly. So these are some of the tools where we get, that we add into the platform, where we go back into our research background and we try to get easy, practical, actionable tools that we can bring to online trainers today to help them create the best possible version of their online course and get, I guess, the most possible sales out of it.
Nice. Well, I appreciate all that. And yeah, I imagine that the majority of people who are creating courses are interested in actually helping the people who are taking the courses to learn. And so I imagine it's very frustrating when people aren't completing them or aren't even making it a quarter of the way through or whatever it might be. And sure, obviously, if you're taking the time to create the course, then you certainly want to make money. So the folks that are having the most success, the course creators that are having the most success, are there through lines, kind of common attributes to them?
I guess one place to start from is that we have seen over the years amazing online amazing trainers, amazing educators who had great content. They were experts in their fields, but they never managed to launch a course. So this is always something that is like it's very difficult to watch people who could have created amazing courses but stopped for some reason. So the usually the reasons there can be something as simple as lacking the technical knowledge to set up a course or set up a platform, set up a website, or set up the e-commerce engine, let's say, for how to sell your courses. And this is one of the problems that we try to take out of the equation. So we provide an all-in-one platform that makes it super easy for everyone without being a designer, without being a developer, to start with our built-in templates and get a ready-made, ready-to-sell online school in a couple of hours. So this is the first thing that we try to do. And the second thing that we see in many cases people stopping before launching amazing courses is perfectionism. Like everybody's trying to get, you know, the best possible shot. Sometimes they invest in multiple cameras, they want to have the perfect audio and they want to have the perfect script, and they keep working months over months on one particular course and they never finish because they never consider this to be good enough. Luckily, this is one of the small areas where this COVID situation, I guess, was beneficial, and that was a positive side effect. It has cured many, many people of their perfectionism, because you know sometimes we have to decide that it's good enough. So over the past few years, we were working out of a home office with a Zoom or a Skype. Kids, cats, noise, whatever, you know, unkempt hair. So there are so many more people now who have decided that, okay, sometimes good enough is good enough. My content is ready to go. So I will just launch this course. And this is where we also try to assist lots of people with training that we do and coaching and challenges, like with specific steps and assistance and checklists that we provide, so that we help all these people who have the knowledge and the capacity, but always are being stopped by something at the end and they fail to launch. So we're trying to get many, many more people to really give it a try and start growing their audiences. But going back to your question, the most important stuff, the things that really differentiate those that will actually make lots of money or have a huge return of investment on their course is, I guess, two factors are really what is determining the eventual success. The first is already having an audience before you start, obviously, with a course. And the second is to have the content ready or to have the capacity to create this content. So if somebody is very knowledgeable on a subject but doesn't have an audience today, then it's probably not the right time to launch a course, obviously. They should start by creating their audience, cultivating their audience. It can be, this can start with a blog, it can start with a podcast, it can start with a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group or a meetup or a TikTok group or a Clubhouse. Any place where you can have a bunch of like-minded people who are interested in a subject to come together and start creating, you know, a nice trusting relationship that is based on mutual exchange of value. This is a great place to start with. If somebody already starts with a sizable audience, then obviously they're much more ready And we've seen people who already had an engaged audience in their blog or anything else or a YouTube channel, and they were able to start making money in a matter of days because the trust and this connection with their audience was already there. And the same goes with the content. There is so much content that many people have created over the years. It can be a great blog. It can be a book, an ebook that somebody published in the past. Somebody may be already a trainer and they have taught certain subjects hundreds upon hundreds of times. So if somebody already has some kind of content, it's usually very easy to repurpose it and create an online course, especially with an easy authoring tools like the one with easy authoring tools like the ones we provide in the platform. It's very easy for them to make that extra step and reuse and repackage their knowledge in the form of an online course. So those that already have the audience and the content or the potential to create the content, the possibilities of success are very, very high. And also, just to make a parallel, I always say that online courses are the ebooks of 2020, like things that people used to of the 2020s, things that people used to do a few years ago with an ebook, create revenue for them, promote themselves as experts, get leads for their business, or find other ways to enhance their brand and promote their brand. All these things now happen much more easily with an online course. And online courses and training, education, is one of the best forms of marketing. So there are many, many ways for any business, for any professional, to start thinking about how they can package what they know in an online course and start profiting from that by leveraging the knowledge that they have and the audience that they have created or that they can create around their content.
I love it. Well, Panos, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they engage with Learn Worlds?
People can always go to our website, www.learnworlds.com. We're always publishing amazing content around online courses. So even if you're just starting out or you're thinking about starting with a course, I think you will benefit from all the great content and the guides and the checklists and the ebooks that we're publishing over there. And if you're feeling that we are getting close to it, you can always start a free trial. No commitments, no credit cards, nothing else. Just an amazing software that can help you set up your school and your courses in a matter of hours. So start thinking about it. It's a very interesting, it's a flourishing market, very hot. Everybody needs, I haven't seen any business that couldn't profit from one form of another of online training. So if you're thinking about it, just head over to our website, start a free trial, and we'll be happy to help you to set up your own online school.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Panos your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to learnworlds.com and just get started. Do not let perfect be the enemy of good. Thanks again, Panos.
Thanks, George. Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.